Blog Talk Radio.
And what we have here.
Debonair, laid back, wise, worldly, intelligent person that I am, you know, humble and all those other good things. Let me see.
Okay, you know what?
I need to remember all those things.
I'm going to have to get my boots on up in here, because normally when people tell you they humble, they're quite the opposite.
Oh, well, I was just trying to figure out if I had forgot any other accolades, but I see ain't nobody else trying to help me with any, so I guess we can move on with the show.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We are so glad. Matter of fact, before I go any further, I have to say every show I say this, because you have to understand that we're just two dudes who had an idea of doing a radio show pertaining to the books that I had written, Playerology, Player Step Your Game Up, and Who Is She and What Is She to You. But the show has grown in scope so far beyond that, because we have expanded it to be a podium of trying to present some positive light to a lot of brothers and sisters out there. And the listenership is now up to the tens of thousands, and I am truly honored that so many of y'all would take time to actually listen to us through our iTunes podcast, our archives. A lot of times y'all join us live, but our listenership is in the tens of the thousands right now, and almost every week it just boggles my mind, honestly, and from the bottom of my heart. And I'll let K. Diddy speak for himself. On the bottom of my heart, we truly, truly appreciate it, because we're just, who knew? That's all I can say. Who knew? What you got to say about that, K. Diddy?
Exactly, because without y'all, it wouldn't have been the us's. So we ain't going to play like, you know, there was a Tina without an Ike. You know what I'm saying? So we're not going to play like that. We know without our listeners and people that we've touched over the years could really relate to, you know, some of our joy, some of our pain, some of our experiences, and even some of our craziness. We do thank you for staying true. Hey.
Straight up. The name of today's show is Playing the Blame Game Part 1. I want to thank everybody that's tuned in live listening to us. All the folks, I'm about to jump in the chat room with y'all in a minute, jump on Twitter, see what's going on. Playing the Blame Game Part 1. Are we passing the buck? Our children are spiraling out of control. Our futures are being flushed away. Our relationships are falling apart. And yet everybody's doing the finger pointing and not doing anything to correct or make any changes. You know, I've been getting a couple of emails and you're like, man, Pretty Tone, you've been getting real deep. And I don't even think it's a matter of me getting deep. It's just a matter of me expanding the scope of what can a player is about, because we talk about life on here. I write about life. Yeah, I write about the game and dating and relationships, but if you truly read what I write about, I'm really writing about life, man, from the perspective of a player. You see what I'm saying? And we all players in our own way. Some of us are just better at it than others. You know what I mean? So we're going to start off with the relationship aspect of playing the blame game. We're in a relationship. Whatever that relationship may be, we've started, we've gotten together, now things are falling apart. Instead of being adults, we get to the finger pointing and the name calling and the disrespect and all the other negativity that goes with those statements. And to make the matters even worse, we done had kids together. So now we're going to produce children from a relationship that ain't going nowhere, and the kids are caught in the middle of that, or our families are caught in the middle of that. Why is it that if the journey has ended, you go your way, I go mine, and we make this an amicable situation? Why it got to get downright and dirty and stuff of that nature, K. Diddy? Tell me.
Because it was all your fault.
And that's exactly what it is, ain't it?
Yep. And there it starts, because nobody want to take responsibility for their own ish, as you say. The blame game starts right at that point. You are the reason this relationship didn't work. You are the reason you let your mama, your brothers, your sister, your homeboy get all up in our business. It's all your fault. I had no responsibility in that. I couldn't have stopped it. I didn't do nothing. But people, understand, we are the captains of our own ship. We're in charge of our destiny. We can point the finger and blame everybody till the cows come home, but you are not without any blame in this. You cannot give up your reins to somebody else and say it's their fault that this didn't go this way, that didn't go that way. What are you doing to fix the situation?
There you go. And that becomes the key to the game. And that's something that a lot of us have never been taught because, you know, our mamas and our daddies are too busy going at their own throats. In order for there to be a measure of peace, somebody got to start the peace process. Because the more you escalate, I escalate, you escalate, I escalate, there ain't no solution going to come from that. All we're doing is adding more wood to the fire, and the fire is going to burn real bright. Your fault, my fault. Your fault, my fault. Your fault, my fault. Your fault, my fault. This conversation can go from days to weeks to months to years. Trust me, you might laugh and be like, nah, no, you're for real. 10 years strong, it was your fault. No, it was your fault. Who the hell wants to get into that?
How about this one, man? How about this one? How about the personality that continued to accept responsibility for stuff, but they continue to do the same shit?
So that's like trying to bake a damn cake and it never came out right the first time, and you keep using the same damn ingredients expecting a different result, ain't it?
Yeah, but the thing is, most of the people who do that, you know, it's all game in the first place because they know exactly what they're doing. They know why they're doing it. They know why they did it the last 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9 times too.
That's real talk. That's real talk.
But it's easy for them to say, I'm sorry. But in reality, they know they're really not.
And how often do we accept that? How often do we accept that? Because sometimes the apology itself may be genuine, but we got to grow from that. Anybody that wants to chime in, 646-929-2870, press the number 1. We'll welcome you to the show. We're glad to hear your opinions. You know how we do it on here. Playing the Blame Game Part 2. Don't move. Stick and stay. We up in here hustling, man. We up in here hustling.
Yeah, what up, world? It's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can a player play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy. Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out.
This way or have the nerve to say, girl, I'm so into you, so into you,
into you.
Though I may not show it, I'm so into you, so into you,
into you.
I open up my heart to
Mr. David Cole. We are back live here on Can a Player Play. Today we're talking about playing the blame game. You know what I mean? The topic was designed for a little bit of everything. We started off on the relationship aspect of it as things are crumbling instead of battening down the hatches, trying to patch up the pieces that are crumbling apart. A lot of times we just spiral off into the negative aspect of it, and it seems to be, it's not even a growing trend. It's just everyday life right now. Instead of battening down the hatches and be like, look, girl, it's me, it's you, it's me, it's you, let's work out the details of what we're supposed to do. A lot of times as the relationship crumbles, everybody's looking to blame the next person. Everybody claims to have a halo over their head. But I didn't do nothing. And you didn't do nothing. Well, if none of y'all did anything, what happened to the relationship? Was it never supposed to be a relationship in the first place and you forced the issue? Or are you just going through growing pains in the relationship? And since most of us that grew up a certain way, I'm going to say, you know, I don't want to throw the word dysfunctional out there because that just seems to end all, be all, and cure all for everything right now. But a lot of times we grew up a certain way. We don't know about sitting down, working things out, working things through. It's better off to just bicker and fight and build more negative energy between the both of us. But the question, one of the first part of the solutions that I want to offer you pertaining to playing the blame game as you look at a relationship is this. First question you have to ask yourself, is the relationship worth saving? So you have to weigh out the pros and the cons of your relationship and say, you know what, let me take a good, hard look at what's going on between the two of us. And it's not only in intimate relationships, in personal relationships, friendships, business relationships. You got to evaluate the relationship, the nature of the relationship, and say, well, is this something I need to be dealing with, or is this just added stress where I'm just basically going round and round like a chicken with its head cut off? You feel me? Because the blame game ain't never going to get you, well, that person did this, or that person did that, well, that person did this. That's never going to get you anywhere. And this is simple common sense stuff, because ain't no geniuses over here, well, except for K. Diddy. Ain't that right, K. Diddy?
Yeah, I just didn't ask the question, too. Don't you agree that in part of determining whether a relationship could be salvaged or not is first coming to a complete understanding or not your participation in this faulty relationship, if you would. You know, a lot of people are they're in complete denial. They don't see no fault or no flaws in the way that they do things or their contribution to a relationship. So seem like if you came to that decision first, then that would make it easy for you to determine whether or not that you want to continue or pursue something.
And the other question you have to ask yourself is, as you pursue this relationship, are you pursuing it because it's comfortable? Or are you pursuing it because you see a future in this relationship?
How about are you pursuing it because it's a challenge? How about that? A lot of people do things simply because it is a challenge. You know, they know deep down in their heart it's not a healthy relationship. They know it's not really going nowhere. But, you know, it's the thrill of the chase, the thrill of the hunt.
Now, it's funny that you should say that, K. Diddy, because, you know, I wrote this in the first book, Players Set the Game Up, about the thrill of the hunt. But you see, the thrill of the hunt is for when you're playing, when you're single, when you're out there doing what it is that comes naturally. You're out there in the field, so you're checking things out. Now, as you're in a relationship and you live together and, you know, you done messed around and had a child or two together, how can the thrill of the hunt still be relevant to that situation, K. Diddy?
Well, to me, I would think in that scenario, you know, self-improvement is a never-ending thing. And I think that's what's missing a lot of people's relationship, because the dude get tired of coming home looking at his woman looking the same way. I know a woman get tired of coming home and seeing her dude look the same way. I mean, people have to keep their relationship evolving, you know, because that's what helps to keep it healthy and moving forward. So in a sense, to constantly evolve, improve, better yourself, to use another term, step your game up, that all ties in with the thrill of the hunt. You know what I'm saying? You're hunting to be better. You're hunting to do better. You're hunting to come up, you know, but it all ties into the same thing. Nobody want to be stuck. Nobody want to see nobody stuck. Nobody want to be around nobody stuck.
I can relate to that. I definitely can relate to that, because one of the big things, and here goes, I hope, you know, when y'all check the archives out or do the podcast, or those that I see in the chat room on the line right now, as you're listening to the sound of my voice, welcome you to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. When you sit down and you're evaluating, as Katie was talking about, the thrill of the hunt, another key to playing to not, and what I'm speaking on today is to not play the blame game. I already told you the first part about evaluating whether or not the relationship is worth salvaging. The next thing you have to look into as you evaluate the relationship, I personally believe that you must be able to see growth. If you're in a relationship and you don't see any kind of growth, that means you're stagnated. That means, because the truth be told, the physical attraction and the love is going to wane at some point as time goes by. What other aspects of the relationship can you look to say, I've seen myself be better since we have been together? Or do you see yourself that you have been worse since you've been in this relationship? And a lot of us never stop to ask that question because, once again, we're too busy in the blame game. Woe is me. Woe is me. Break out the violin. Did you stop for a moment to look at your significant other and be like, have I seen any growth? And once again, this is not only about personal relationships. This is also about in your family. This is also in business. Because anything you do in this life, just like when you have a child, you want to see the child grow. But you want to see the child grow the right way. Has this relationship have grown? Has it grown the right way? Have you seen certain results that are encouraging for your tomorrow, let alone for your today? If all you can see is misery and heartache and drama and bullshit, and you're still fighting to save that, that should make you look at yourself even harder to say, am I attracted to the bullshit? Because a lot of us never want to admit that. Some people like being in the drama. They like being whined like, you know, girl, what did he do now? You know what? He just went off and had another baby.
Well, that's as close as they could get to the idea of being important. See, if you don't have no business and no life of your own, the only next thing you could do is be all involved in somebody else's. You know, that's some people's reality. That's some people's attention getter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it is. Because some people need violence to play. You understand what I'm saying? Some people around you encourage you to play the violin because they don't have no damn life of their own. That's why they're digging all up in yours. I am not a proponent of having Tom, Dick, and Harry, Sally, and Sue all up in your affairs. The affairs that you have with an individual that are pertaining to you and that person. But too many folks, once again, it's blame game. You want to be able to go somewhere and play your little violin. Now, what are you in it for? Maybe you really are the problem. And you constantly passing the buck to the next person. Well, if they had done this, if they had done that, if they had done this. And not in one of your statements did you ever say, you know what? Maybe I should have done this, or maybe I should have done that.
Or if I would not have been involved in it in the first place, I would not have been in trouble, or I would not have been in this position.
There you go.
Because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, unless somebody pulled a gun on you and made you do it, you didn't have to do it.
Right on. Right on. You here ride with us. We appreciate you and we love you. You want to chime in, once again, we always invite you in. Hit the number one. If you're chilling in chat room on Twitter or whatever, get at me. I see my folks in the chat room that's chilling, listening to us. We appreciate you. To all my folks on the line, you know, thank you for calling in. We do appreciate you. I'm going to send a quick little shout out to a buddy of mine on Twitter. I'm going to see if I can get a dear colleague of mine, Minister Fisher, to call in and talk to us a little bit from a spiritual standpoint. So I'm going to hit him on Twitter right now while I'm doing that. You know what I mean? What should I hit y'all with? That's like I'm going to hit y'all with the words again.
Welcome to here, my dear. Who am I? I'm Terrence Martin. No, not Terrence. Not Terrence. Terrence Martin. Oh, that's overdose over there, baby. Oh, him with the P.I.? That's with Khalifa. Yeah.
You know I'm high, so I die when I'm roasted. Walk right past you, nigga, I don't know you. Brought a couple G's and my niggas all G's. I'm just really trying to see what a couple of these hoes do. Got a bottle in my hand and a blunt too. Lil' model act bad, but she want to. Heard I got ends, yeah, that money I spend. Tell her if she got friends and she rollin', they can come too. Yeah, but don't say shit. Love how your ass moves like an earthquake hit. Cushion my lungs, I'm higher than a spaceship. Hit the color diamonds in my chain on some spaceship. You should be drinking to fill your cup. Don't know about you, but me, I'm getting fucked up. And if things go how I need them to go, I'ma have me a bad little bitch in my truck. Yeah. Looking for a bad bitch so I can get sucked on. Need me a champion, shorty gotta win. Drinking all night, no matter what I gotta spend. Homie, I get high so a nigga just sense it. And I'm real flat so my hoes are expensive. I'm a young guy, getting dumb riches. So I don't got time for the hood rap bitches. Yeah, see how I ball, no fade away. These yellow diamonds in my trunk, why the haters hate? Them hoes fight for your boy like Flavor Flav. Take you home, bend you over like a paper plate. You look good in your outfit. I'm trying to see how that thing looks when you're out of it. I'm gonna live how I live, take a bad little bitch to the crib. Yeah. Like Goku, but I keep a bitch on my team with an ass so big that her jeans wedge like a bow shoe. And she with the function, so you could probably poke too. Baby, leave your weed at home, cause smoke on my boot. Bless me with some throat while I roll too. And I'ma stroke that thing like a real don't supposed to.
Ooh, since I don't know what else to say.
Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sonny, you smiled at me and really ate the pain. Now the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sunny won't shine so sincere. Sonny won't so true.
pain in my veins. Fuck you every day. All up in my brain. Unlike that same old thing. You bring me joy, no pain. What's my name?
We get like that.
Can't get that way with you. My son, it wasn't so true. May not look like a fool if I ever ran over you. Enticed by all this fame, but ground is still the same. Thoughts of my old flame got blown right out the frame. My aim, my game, no shame. Slide home, tap home plate. Feel me, I felt you. My son, it wasn't true blue. I now see things clearer. Your face in my mirror. Reflection shine like mine. Fine is mine, just my kind. It's true, I fuck that fool. To be with you, I do what it do. Never will I blow my fuse. Never will I ever want to sing the blues. All I want to do is cruise. Enjoy every day that's spent with you. Let's take it to another plateau. Sonny, get your first. Let's skate, let's roll.
Sonny, thank you for the sunshine. Bouquet. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Sonny, thank you for the love you brought my way. Yeah, you gave to me your all and all. Never feel about 10 feet tall. Yeah, sunny one so true. I love you, sunny. Thank you for the truth you let me see. Let me see, sunny. From A to Z, my life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when you had my hand, y'all.
WorldMovement.com. We back, playing the blame game part one. You know, me and the elder statesman of the show, Sir K. Dizzle Esquire. Once again, to all the folks listening in, we greatly appreciate you checking us out. We're talking about this part of the show, the earlier part of the show. We were discussing the relationship as it's crumbling, spending too much time pointing fingers, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, instead of trying to sit down and come up with practical solutions, weighing out the pros and the cons of the relationship. You know, we're just trying to spread a little bit of knowledge we got. It ain't a whole lot, but we can't keep it to ourselves. 646-929-2870. I have a good friend of mine going to call in, Minister Jonathan Fisher. I'm just waiting for him to chime in so we can get his take on, you know, on the
podcast. I got a comment, too. I got a comment. Some of us got a lot of knowledge, so I'm gonna have to put a disclaimer on that one.
This ain't your moment, brother.
Oh, yeah, but some of us has I am a knowledge sharer. I don't profess to be a teacher because I always believe teachers teach misinformation, but I do consider myself a knowledge sharer, and I know it is my moment, co-host, sir. That's what we're here for.
Absolutely. Press the number one if you want to chime in and speak. If you wanted to kick back and listen to us, please do that also. Now, as we're talking about the relationship crumbling, a lot of times what gets left on the wayside of we talking about relationships falling apart and me hating you and you hating me and other children, the byproducts of this relationship, who suffer the most hurt by our actions, the things that we are engaged in or the things that we are not engaged in. Because the relationship is falling apart, I'm not going to deal with the child. I'm going to cut the child off and leave the child behind. The child did not ask to be here.
I ain't gonna send you no money because you got some other dude over there eating up all the food.
There you go, and that's a shout-out to the brothers right there. My brothers, I saw a statistic the other day that really should have a lot of, because, you know, I handle mine. I can't speak for next man when it comes to their kids, but Pretty Tone take care of his kids and is a firm believer and advocate for children. Stand up to your responsibilities, dog. You feel me? Stand up to your responsibilities as a man, even if a relationship is collapsing, even if a relationship is not what it used to be. The children should not suffer. Hold on. I think somebody wanted to say something here. Let me let them in one moment, please. 773 area code. Welcome to Can a Player Play. Go ahead and speak.
Hey, guys, I was just listening to the subject here, and I want to iterate something that I think is, okay, as far as the relationships are concerned, I want to ask you guys, what do you think is the core issue as to why we perhaps are the way we are?
Hold on. That's a very wide-reaching question. If you could kind of guide me in a little more specific. When you said when we are the way we are, what do you mean pertaining to what?
Well, when it comes to relationships and the construct of people, I'm talking to a couple of black men, right?
Okay.
Okay, good. Well, the reasons why I'm saying that is because it seems as if you can't really have a relationship conversation until you start addressing the true core of what's happening to us as a people. Do you agree? Can talk about relationships and why I ain't sending no money over there because she got another brother over there, but let's think strongly about what led up to that and perhaps why we feel the way we feel. And I really do feel as if the biggest issue with blacks is that we are not facing each other.
Wow, you just threw me a curveball because that question you just threw out there has such wide-reaching implications. But we're going to start off by saying that a big part of that, as we were discussing in the earlier part of the show, is as I think this what you're asking pertains to the comment about I ain't giving up no money because you got another man over there. You wanted to start off with that?
Let me take a swing at that one first, Tony.
Go ahead.
You know, as a black man, having experienced some of those situations, and coming from a family that didn't have a father there all the time. And looking at a lot of black men that came up since me that really haven't had a serious role model. So a lot of little things that they've learned, they learn by trial and error, you know. So I made a comment about a guy trying to take care of his kids point is woman didn't handle it correctly, and he was trying to send support, and yet and still the man working, sending support for his kids, the woman's taking another care of another guy, and he feel like he want to cut off support because the kids aren't really benefiting from the money anyway. But that's the learning experience, because there are ways to make sure that the kids are provided for. But having not had gone through that experience first to know better how to handle that, you act out emotionally from ignorance, not intelligence. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm just saying how, that's how you go through life, learning how to do things in a proper manner, if that makes sense what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm hearing you, you know, on that part. But in a nutshell, you basically saying that the kingdom is sick.
Well, yeah, no doubt. It is. And
do you know why the kingdom is sick, brother?
We can go back to history. We can go back to the beginning. We can go back to the slaves out in the field and being separated as a people and pointing fingers and blaming and the separatism and all that stuff then. We can go way back then. And
well,
I do believe
today,
and I do believe right today, you know, we are a very jealous people. We don't help each other. We are inflicted with the crab in the barrel mentality. And we honestly have to make a conscious effort, each one of us, daily, not to be that way.
Well, see, I'm hearing you, but I'm not knocking what you're saying. What I'm basically trying to put out there is that we are not – the kingdom is sick because guess what? Who gets put out the kingdom? The king. Do you not agree?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
okay, now here's the thing, brothers. Here's the thing.
Today.
Here's the thing. The reasons why I'm not knocking the subject, but these subjects have to change. If we don't start facing the facts of what is taking us out, we are not going to ever get better, and we will be what used to exist on this planet. And you must address white supremacy. See, here's the part that's bad for you all is that the laws of this land, which ain't your land, the laws of this land says that you ain't nothing, you ain't going to ever be nothing, and guess what? Any strategy that you got in place, there's 500 simultaneously working against you. Did you guys know that? Over 500 different strategies that are implemented to stop blacks. Abortion.
Yo, my sister, hold on. My sister, I want to say this. It's funny you're talking about that because that what you started this week was what the show is going to lead into next week if you want to join us, because this week we're just talking about the relationship aspect of it.
Yeah,
but
brother, but you
can't definitely
talk about relationships and you talk about these issues that we are not addressing.
I completely agree. Hold on, we got another caller. Hold on. 310, you're on live with us. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I want to just kind of hear the sister talking a little bit now. I understand that she's talking about the relationships. You can't address relationships until you address other issues. But if we take it back a little further, we can't discuss anything until we deal with ourselves first as an individual.
I hear you, brother, as far as an individual, but what is the issue with us individually? We have a paralysis of analysis. We are not analyzing anything. You keep in mind, that term, idle time is the devil's playground, is not correct. Let's think about what we do every single day that keeps us away from thinking about who we are, what we are going through, and where it's leading us to. I mean, let's think about this for a second, gentlemen. We have to think strongly about everything around us. You can't sit up here and say that the people, the Egyptians, did not analyze why every other, you know, some odd days the town was getting flooded from the river. You have to sit back and look at what will happen, and then you can start to analyze. Then you can decide, you know, start to decide on which avenue to take to make this not a disaster, okay? One of the gravest things we have done, we have not learned the essential lesson of slavery. We have not learned that lesson. And only a slave does not think nothing is wrong. It is easy to go ahead and say.
Let me ask you a question. Would you not agree he who created the game also created the rules?
Would you agree that it's time for us to acknowledge who we are and make our own rules like we used to?
That's a very good point. But I'd also like to see how we would do that within the perimeters that we have being in this country, even based on some things that you pointed out earlier. We wasn't
brought here as a help. No. We were not brought as a help. We were brought here as the ones who could do it. They didn't go to Africa, brothers, to go get the ones who couldn't. They brought the ones who could. And see, this is the part that's the hardest part that I, since I've come into realizations about things, because no one is truly greatly conscious. This is about, you know, levels or whatever. But the hardest part that I've experienced since I've been feeling strongly about blacks is this. Hardest part in the world is trying to convince a black man he is all of that. The hardest part in the world is to tell a black woman she is beautiful. We got something inside of us, brothers, that other people don't have, and we don't like it. A white person cannot respect a person who don't want to be who they are. Brothers, you all hold something extremely sacred in between your legs. You got the power. We have the power to dominate this planet. Nobody pops out babies like us. Nobody does, y'all. You have no clue as to your greatness. That's your problem.
Brother,
black men don't know how great they are. They don't know. Black women don't know how great they are. And that is foreign language to us.
True. I completely agree with that because that's the point I was going to make, and that's one of the reasons, as I was saying, when we first, almost every time I start this show, I try to tell people that we use this as a podium to grow, to share the little knowledge that we've gained so that other people can understand where we are in this moment as a people. And the part two to the show that we're going to do next week is going to address all these matters because I want to talk about some things pertaining to we can find money for every and all other manner of things, but when it comes to educating ourselves, when it comes to uplifting ourselves, there seems to be a serious fall off pertaining to our betterment.
I'm going to tell you something even better. Just in this city alone, two zip codes, are you sitting down? Are all of y'all sitting down? Two zip codes alone. Do you know two zip codes alone generate over $75 million? Do you know what these fools are spending that money on? Two zip codes, brother, two freaking lottery tickets. Now, it's got to be damn near suspect, brother, that you can spend that amount of money on lottery tickets and yet ain't a soul winning.
No, and $75 million,
brothers. $75 million, we can make 10 high schools and school our own. If we don't stand down, if we don't educate our own, if we don't pull our children out of these schools, we will be what used to exist on this planet. Brothers, we must face these things before we can talk about how come I ain't sending no money over there because that heifer, she's spending her money on this nigga over here. It ain't working, brothers. It ain't working. We going up here on this level
all.
Seven
and
where we haven't touched
to
level
black,
one yet.
The average black household income has actually gone down. In 1968, the average black family brought in $10,624. All these years later, instead of going up, the average black household now brings in less than $10,200, and that is a sad state of affairs.
I got one better for you, brother. Did you know that at, quote-unquote, the end of slavery, blacks control were less than 1% of the wealth of the planet? Do you know that number ain't changed? That's a problem.
I can definitely agree with that.
That is a problem.
That is more than a problem.
That is a problem.
We are systematically being eradicated from. And as a matter of fact, this problem, and we can speak on ourselves as much as we'd like to, but the truth is that the whole system, which at first was racially motivated, has gone far beyond racism. It has now grown to a system of the haves, the have not. It's about classism now. It's about those those that have it closing the ranks more amongst themselves, that a small percentage controls the vast wealth of an entire nation. While
About five families. Rockefeller and all of them.
While the rest of us are hamsters on the wheel. I won't even say there was a time when you could say, well, I'm living from paycheck to paycheck. Those days have come and long gone. We're now living from dollar to the next dollar, and they're designing it that way by making us feel like social outcasts. Like I said, maybe the universe willed for you to call in today, because that's what next week's show is going to be about. But since you started it, we're going to start it this week. There are plenty of questions I'd like to ask, that why are schools in certain zip codes less funded than schools in other zip codes? They get
Let's think strongly. What is the most dangerous thing on the planet? A Johnny Cochran, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And the reason why they took him out was because he was going to give reparations to some of those black farmers. Did you know that? Okay.
It was a work in progress. But
work in progress. We can't have no. I mean, we
talk about. But the truth be told, that the extensive network that we have to do right now to expand the scope of the have-nots, the burden is getting larger and larger. This bill that was just passed, and I ask people a very simple question. This whole debt ceiling thing we just experienced, which most people don't even understand it, it was put entirely on the backs of the have-nots, and the haves don't have to contribute a dime, but yet they are reaping the benefits of all that the have-nots do. And that's one of the reasons I'm not a fan of any polytriction. They're all polytrictions to me. Smoke and mirrors. I'm here, but I'm not. I'm sidestepping. And they stand up with their pompous selves looking down at us and spit in our faces, and we consistently take it, and we fall for it each and every time. And truth be told, we are taking leaps back into the past. A lot of people don't even realize that there are more brothers locked up right now than there were that were enslaved.
And
that
not only that, not only growth. That, but we do outnumber the Chinese. The issue is this: those who refuse to acknowledge the African side, they refuse to acknowledge that side. Because let's think about this for a second, brothers. Problem with us is that we have this really stupid tendency to put religion first. And let's know something here, too, brothers. The only thing that can match and dominate white supremacy is Garveyism. That is the only thing that will work for us. Marcus Messiah Garvey, the only thing. We better get with it, brothers. We better wake up these sisters
and
these churches.
I agree to a point with that. Garveyism, at its core, has some wonderful benefits. But as with any theory, there is no one-shot-fix-all that can fit.
I think you better do some studying, brother. That is the only thing that will meet white supremacy is Garveyism. The only thing. Marcus Messiah Garvey was cool with Madam C.J. Walker. But because of our paralysis of analysis and our ability to think that we have the illusion of inclusion, we look at Madam C.J. Walker and it's like, well, she just had money. But guess what she did? She pretty much took away from who we are. And Marcus Messiah Garvey was like this: I can't have your ads in my paper, because guess what? You're trying to look like them. And here's the part that's bad, brothers. Black people don't realize we got the best hair. We got the best hair. We don't know who we are. We sit up here and think that nappy hair is bad. No, nappy hair is good. Nappy hair is paper.
Hold on. We're down to the last 59 seconds of the show.
I'm sorry for hollering. I'm sorry.
No, not at all. You're speaking with passion, and we appreciate it. This is the part two of the show that we're going to get into next week. Everybody that wants to join us is more than welcome, because this is a podium
that me along with K Diddy, we use it as somewhere to spread knowledge to our brothers. But you see, the word brothers goes to more than a skin color. It is us against them. And right now we are on the losing battle of the us against them thing. So run with us next week, y'all. Can a player play? You know me and K Dizzle love. Tell them about your love.
Right here, next week, 2:30. Can a player play?
Straight up. Holla back.
Check this out, baby girl. There's a few things I want to explain to you, you know. Now, if you're going to be with me, we got to vibe together. Now, that word means a whole lot to me. Now, what I mean by that, it's simple as this. You got to open up your head. Matter of fact, open up your mind and let me put my head inside of your head so you can think like me and move like me and vibe like me. You know what I'm talking about?
You can smoke, you can roll, you can move, you can go, you can drink, you can ride, you can vibe, or the kill, you can bounce, you can dip, you can slip, you can ride, you can shake, you can fly, you can vibe, or the pimp, you can smoke, you can roll, you can move, you can go, you can drink, you can ride, you can vibe, or the pimp, you can bounce, you can dip, you can slip, you can ride, you can shake, you can fly, you can vibe, or the pimp,
you can vibe with a pimp, vibe with a pimp, dip when I dip. Come by my crib, post with a player, let me show you what it is. I don't really want too much, mama, just a little bit. I came to give you what you want, mama, wait a little bit. Got this place, I got a gift, so I'ma tell you what it is. You can bowl, you can coast, we can ride up on the coast. Just post with your folks, just vibe with a pimp. See what I see, she said I'm G'd up, I said I'm guilty. Now run up in the spot, girl, I'm throwing something silky. Bad to the bone, pure red bone. Vibe with a player, and show me what you made of. Ride with the all-chrome D's on the drone. Out to get the paper, sparkling like my Dana. Ride with the all-gold, 100-spoke phone. G'd as I wanna be, can't you see what I see?
You can smoke, you can roll, you can move, you can go, you can drink, you can ride, you can vibe with a pimp. You can bounce, you can dip, you can slip, you can ride, you can shake, you can fly, you can vibe with a pimp. You can smoke, you can roll, you can move, you can go, you can drink, you can ride, you can vibe with a pimp. You can bounce, you can dip, you can slip, you can ride, you can shake, you can fly, you can vibe with a pimp.
Come on and ride with a gangsta Mac, pimp, dip, fly with this, come on. Loose, get blaze that shit. We got these hoes mesmerized, hypnotized, blowing their mind. A real nigga like this hard to find. Fuck a smile, give me some money, bitch. Give it to daddy in a 645.